The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM, I'm Matt. We have the theme music for At The Flicks, which means we're talking to Brett. No, we're not talking to Brett. We're talking to James this morning at State Cinemas. Hi, James. I just thought I'd see if I could throw you.
I confused myself then. Yeah, no, Brett is currently schmoozing and carousing with studio executives and high flyers in the cinema industry.
Wow.
So he's left me to pick up the pieces down at State.
Okay. I'm confident that you, my friend, are going to do a capable job. We haven't spoken for a couple of months, I think.
I have missed you. I've yearned for you.
Settle down. All right. So, James, you are joining us from States in Ms. Trafalgar Street now. So, we're here to talk about films, about film festivals, all sorts of things. Because, from my memory, you do have an Italian film festival which should have kicked off last week.
It did kick off last week. It kicked off last Thursday night in fine style. We had a lovely gala opening, and it was a tremendous night. Everyone was in fine form, and it was a lot of fun was had by all. So we're now playing 3 to 4 films daily. Yeah, and it's going really well. So do come along down. There's a huge, huge variety, including a couple of English language films in The Talented Mr. Ripley and The English Patient, which have an Italian connection through Anthony Minghella, the director. But yeah, a huge range,
yeah.
And goes nicely with recent upgrade to Stefano's, a refurbishment. So they've done up the restaurant up there, and they've also added pasta to the menu. So your iconic night out that you've been having in Nelson for the best part of 20 years has just got even better.
Wow. Oh, that's good. And so this was all in time for the Italian Film Festival kickoff?
It may have been coincidental, but it did dovetail quite nicely. So we'll take the credit for that. Actually.
Yeah, good on you. So yeah, the opening night's always lots of fun, food and drink, and people just looking to have a good night. It runs for another good 2 or 3 weeks yet, would that be right?
Absolutely, a couple more weeks. A more professional radio host would have the dates in front of him, but this one doesn't, so
okay.
We'll with a couple more weeks.
I think it's the 10th of August, let's say the 10th of August. I'm looking at the State Cinema website and it's just popped up, 18th July to 10th of August, so there you go.
Oh, you are good.
Brilliant. Oh, not as good as the website, I've got to say. State Cinema's website is a pleasure.
What did we do before the internet, Matt?
Exactly. All right, so if people want to find out more about the Italian Film Festival, what would you, James, recommend?
Again, I'm going to stick with the two that I've just said. I think seeing The English Patient and Talented Mr. Ripley on the big screen is an opportunity not to be missed. The cinematography, especially of The English Patient, multiple Oscar winner, Juliette Binoche, Ralph Fiennes, to be seen on the big screen is a chance, a rare chance, one not to be missed.
Brilliant. I have not seen The English Patient, so maybe I should get along and check that out, along with all the other great movies. You can find out details for these through the website, which is statecinemas.co.nz. Okay, so apart from the celebration that is the Italian Film Festival, what else is happening down at the cinema?
Well, we've got a couple of new releases this week. We've got the latest in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We've got Fantastic Four just come out, and that's a PG, and it stars Pedro Pascal and Vanessa Kirby, amongst others. Both of the leads, always very watchable. It's set in the 1960s, and it's a more comedic light entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I feel like the MCU is finding its feet again. It had a bit of a doldrum up until Captain America, the most recent Captain America. But the last couple have been better films, and they have been more strongly attended and better reviewed by people worldwide. I have to admit that I am somewhat of an agnostic when it comes to superhero and Marvel films. But I also have a niece, shout out to Gemma Percy, who is obsessed. And she's taken advantage of my occasionally getting free tickets to go to see cinema films because I work at the cinema, to drag me along, or to get me to drag her along to see Marvel films. And I thoroughly enjoyed Thunderbolt. And I, for the first time, actually genuinely looking forward to seeing Fantastic Four. It's set in the 60s, so it's my bag. You know, I'm an older person than I actually am. So I'm genuinely excited. excited by this. Good reviews, great cast, nice tone. Yeah, come along and see it.
Brilliant. Okay, Fantastic Four. Childhood memories. I used to read the comic books, I've got to say. So, yeah, I kind of...
So you are immersed in superhero-y Marvel things. Would that be too far?
That would be a little too far. I kind of also got fatigued with the Marvel Universe, but it's good to hear that by all accounts they are back on track and this does look like a bunch of fun.
It does feel like the superhero genre is slightly more buoyant than it was. The DC cinema universe is also off to a good start with the new Superman film, which has been well attended and reviewed very well, and the anecdotal customer feedback has been really positive for it.
Nice.
Which again is a change from DC films, which were a little ropey up until this point.
True. Okay, so both of them are running at the same time, yeah? Superman's still on?
Superman is very much still on.
Okay, cool. So you've got your choice. Do you want to go the blue pill or the red pill? I don't know which one's which, but anyway.
Are you DC or Marvel?
To be honest, I've been more of a DC. Yeah. It's been a bit darker. A bit darker and bleaker.
You don't go with the crowd. You're your own person.
I wouldn't go that far. I have enjoyed me some Marvel movies, but I couldn't keep up, and the universe was expanding at the speed of light.
And you know, multiverses, and it felt for a while like you had to have like a degree in the law, you know, and I don't.
Yeah.
But Thunderbolts asterisk worked on its own terms. There's a standalone film within the universe.
Yeah.
I don't think they did for a while. And Fantastic Four looks very much like it's going to be of that ilk.
Brilliant. Okay, so what was the rating again on the Fantastic Four, and how many opportunities do we have to see it?
That is parental guidance, and it's going to be showing at every session every day from Thursday.
Brilliant. Okay, get along and check out Fantastic Four. As I say, I've got some childhood memories of comic books around that. Yeah, I'm keen to see which direction it's headed in.
Kel, we've got you coming to all the films. We've got you coming to The English Patient, Fantastic Four. This is fabulous.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure you've got more films than those two anyway, but we do. All right.
We've also got a new release called Four Letters of Love, which is a romantic drama set in Ireland. It's kind of in the vein of the Nicholas Sparks films, so it's kind of a bit sentimental. It's romantic, it's dramatic. It follows a young couple who find their way together, but the real heavyweights in the cast aren't the young couple themselves, it's people that play the parents of the young couple.
Uh-huh.
So we've got Piers Brosnan, we've got Gabriel Byrne, and we've got the always fabulous Helena Bonham Carter. And it involves painting and poetry and trying to find your path. So characters are stuck in desk jobs, but really yearning to be more creative. So it's kind of that ilk, a story of destiny and dreams.
Okay, you're doing a good job to sell this.
Are you coming to that as well?
I didn't quite commit that far, but hey.
I heard a solemn promise then.
you are doing a good job, but let's not, you know.
But not that good.
Yeah. Hey, it sounds like a whole bunch of people will love it. Got a good cast. Helena Bonham Carter, as you say, she is always so good.
She maintains from the kind of early Tim Burton years up to now just a singular cinematic journey, and I'll watch anything she's in.
I'm there. Well, not literally, but hey. Yes. So tell me, when is this one on, and when can people catch it?
That is rated.
That's the same question. Hang on, I just asked the same question twice. So I'm going to rephrase that.
Surely.
Yeah, I'm going to rephrase that. So what rating have we got on this movie, and when is it on?
That is rated M, and that is showing every day from Thursday, various times, and all the times that you want to see it, we'll have it on.
Okay, brilliant. All right, we've got a good selection coming through this week. So where do you want to take us next?
I'd like to take you to Paris, Matt.
Thanks.
But also, I'd like to take you to Paris in the early 20th century. A young artist, a young Spanish artist, down and out, bohemian, finds his way to Paris. And there, he changes the art world.
Oh.
Indeed, he changes the world itself. Pablo Picasso died in 1975, 50 years, almost to the day, And we've got one of our art films showing at the Souter, exploring Picasso's life in Paris. It's called Picasso, A Rebel in Paris. It explores his life and it goes inside the Musée Picasso, which has the biggest collection of Picasso paintings and artifacts in the world. So it's exploring their collection. Art lovers, it's, of course, more than worth watching, central viewing.
Sure.
But also for people who aren't entirely immersed in the world of visual arts.
Yeah. Okay.
Picasso was a titan of the 20th century.
Yeah, and from memory, he had an evolving style. Like, he didn't just paint the same thing over and over again.
He had his blue period. He had his other colour period. He did post-impressionism. He did cubism. Like, genuinely a titan.
Yeah.
I think about the 20th century artistically, we're talking, you know, Beatles, Picasso, up there with people who will last forever and change the way art works, and also more broadly than art, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, look, he's an interesting
character.
I had to
get the Beatles in, didn't I?
You had to get the Beatles in. You did well. I commend you on that. Yeah, Picasso, the weird thing about Picasso was I kind of knew about him through school and stuff, but I had assumed he was one of these ancient masters. And then when I found out he had died in the 70s, it was like, what? This guy is kind of recent.
Another Beatles connection on Paul McCartney's seminal 1975 album Band on the Run.
Oh yeah,
there's a song called Drink to Me, Picasso's last words, is about Picasso's last words. Drink to me, drink to my life, you know I can't drink anymore. It's a beautiful little one of McCartney's, you know, these effortless songs that he kind of just throws away. One of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's your other Beatles connection. And say that his life and ours, I don't know how old you are, Matt, but his life and mine almost crossed.
Mine did, so very slightly. I'm Beatles. Just in there before he checked out. Yeah, no, I am ancient of days. Okay, so what's the Picasso movie called again?
It's called Art Beats Picasso - A Rebel in Paris.
Ooh.
And that's exempt from classification, documentary.
Yep.
And that is showing on Sunday, July the 27th at 2 p.m. and Wednesday, July the 30th at 11 a.m. both screenings at the Souter.
Okay, so is this possibly going to be the only chance we get to see these two?
Those,
these two
the
screenings? They are.
Future.
Yep, sorry, no, not these two. They are the only screenings of this one film.
There's one film, two screenings. Get in there while it's hot. Boom.
Yeah, because it'll probably be quite hard to locate anywhere else. And again, you can check out the details on this through the website statecinemas.co.nz. Always such an interesting and diverse lineup you guys have. So I am prepared to be blown away by where you take us next.
I would like to take you to 17th century Mughal India.
Ooh.
Are you prepared to come with me?
I'm ready. I'm packed and, yep. On the way.
So we have a film called Hari Hara Veeramala, which is probably pronounced terribly badly.
Sure.
It's a Telugu language film. It's about, as I said, Mughal era India. There's a fictional character called Veeramala who is kind of the Indian Robin Hood.
Oh.
So he's an outlaw, right?
Yeah.
And he's tasked with stealing the Kohinoor diamond from the Mughal rulers.
Oh.
The Kohinoor, one of the most important symbolic pieces of art for India to this day. The biggest diamond ever found.
Wow.
It's part one, I think it's a two-part film. And this is part one of his efforts to steal that from the Mughals who have a somewhat tyrannical rule over India at this point.
Okay. So is this sort of high adventure sort of stylings, or is it a thriller, or how are you framing this one?
I'm framing it as it's kind of the Robin Hood connection is quite a good one, I think. And it gives you the sort of tone. Yeah, it's high drama. It's grand guignol, you know. There's a lot going on. It's big, it's brash, but it's also of historical import. The story of the Kohinoor Diamond is fascinating. Who discovered it? Who claimed it? To this day, the ownership of it is debated and symbolic.
Yeah.
And it stars one of the biggest names in Indian cinema. a name that I'm actually not going to take a running jump at.
Fair, I'll let you away with that. Was this the diamond that was taken off some young kid? Or is that a different diamond?
I don't know whether it was taken off a young kid, but I know it's been through various different... I believe, and this might be wrong, fact checkers of the world unite, I believe it's currently, like the Elgin marbles, it's currently in the UK.
Of course.
And needs to be repatriated.
Yes, you know. Yes.
If it's not stories of that ilk, it's right. Certainly it's tied up with colonialism, it's tied up with the British rule, and various people have claimed it, and it's hugely, hugely symbolic.
All right,
There might have been quite a lot of dodgy history going on there, but the broad sweep of what I'm saying is accurate.
Okay, cool. Now, I know that Indian cinema is very, very well supported in the top of the South, so I imagine this will be the same. So what language did you say it was in again?
It's in the Telugu language, which is what it was originally made in.
Yep.
There's been different versions, there's a Hindi version, but it was made in Telugu, and quite a lot of the Indian films that we show at State are Telugu.
When do you expect this film to be screening?
I very much expect it to be screening on Friday the 25th of July at 7:10 p.m. and Sunday, July the 27th. 7:10.
Okay.
The rating for this one is to be confirmed.
Okay. So and just for Brett's sake, any good moustaches you reckon in this one? He's a fan of a good moustache.
I'm looking at the poster now, and it is a magnificent moustache. It actually looks much like the moustache that was sported by Kapil Dev, the Indian captain and all-rounder. I've said 1985 there with great confidence.
It's somewhere around there. Yeah. I'm old enough to remember. Kapil Dev, he was a legend. I remember that much.
You remember Kapil Dev and you remember Picasso.
Yeah.
You are a cultured man.
I am. So we are talking about films on at State Cinemas at the moment, on At The Flicks. I'm Matt. I'm joined by James. James, is there anything else you want to cover off before we do wrap this one up? We are running out of time today, unfortunately.
I'm more than happy to say that we've talked about everything on my hit list, just to say that we've still got the hits that have been playing for the last few weeks are still playing. We've still got F1. Ocean with David Attenborough has been on for a long time, but is still being solidly attended and is an essential viewing. So yeah, come and watch more films down at State Cinema. We appreciate your patronage, and it's always a pleasure to host you.
James, with that, how can we not attend? A great lineup of films. The Italian Film Festival still on. It's rocking some great films. Check out the website, statecinemas.co.nz. You can find out the schedule, when movies are on. You can watch trailers. You can even book some tickets. It's a great website. And James, it's been great joining you for At The Flicks once again.
It's been nothing but a pleasure. I'm sure Brett will be back if he's prepared to talk to us normal folk, having hobnobbed with the hoi polloi of the New Zealand cinema industry. If he's prepared to be back amongst us, he'll be with you next week.
Okay, James, you've done a very capable job. I commend your efforts.
You're a superstar, Matt.
Hey, you are too, my friend. Thanks, James, from State Cinemas. This has been At The Flicks. See you later, James. Back with Brett, maybe next week.
All the best.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.